Hello, good morning. My name is Mari Jose. I'm going to talk about media. I would like to start by saying that technology has changed our lives and the media is not an exception. I would like to point out that the power of the media in three terms, in terms of influence, in terms of its speed of communication nowadays, and in terms of its relation with education. I would love to have a closer view at the first picture. The first picture says the speed of communication via media and news has evolved over the years. What used to take days and sometimes weeks nowadays is Twitter within seconds to millions of people all over the world. In the days before media, you didn't have the chance to complain immediately. You must write maybe a complaint letter to an editor, and maybe it was refused. Nowadays, with the click of a mouse, you can explain your opinion, make your complaint, and share your opinion about films, TVs, series, etc. It has some drawbacks. For example, you can share fake news, fake information, or biased information. Moving on the second photo, we'd like to say that about the influence of media on society. Media provide us with information, entertainment, and education. A lot of decisions that people make are based on the information that we receive via TV news, internet, Facebook, Twitter, etc. We should be aware that most of our decisions and beliefs and values are based on what we listen. That's for this reason, I think it's very important to listen to different channels of TV or different points of views to have a more real thought. Because we have put on our trust on media to give us entertainment and education. Sometimes the information we get is not unbiased because they are behind of this. They are a lot of tycoons of media and their interests, economic interests. Finally, I will have to talk about the relation between media and education. Nowadays, media provides educators with a lot of materials. A teacher can upload course material and students can access them at their own pace. Social media can be a source to increase talent to work, and besides can improve relationship between teachers and students and between parents and teachers. It has some drawbacks, for example, cyberbullying or sexting or fake identity or addiction. It's all that I want to talk. I talk about media.
Hello, I'm Nelia. The topic I've just been given is media, and I'm going to talk about it with help of these three pictures. First of all, I like to begin by saying that media plays an outstanding role in our everyday life, and it contributes information, communication, entertainment, education, and cultural growth. Let's have a closer look at the first picture, which shows us internet. I like to point out some advantages and disadvantages of the internet. First of all, nobody can deny that internet provides us with great opportunity for studies and sources of information. Also, online shopping is easier due to the internet. Besides, it improves our entertainment as every day new movies and music are launching in the internet, so we can watch them online. For people who are seeking for a job is another advantage as they can't found a job throughout the internet. However, we should take into consideration that internet has some disadvantage as well. To begin with addition, especially for young people, they spend too much time in front of TV or latest gadgets, and this can negatively affect their health. Also, another one is viruses and hacking. Apart from that it's considered to be wasting time because we spent too much time surfing on the internet. Moving on to the second picture that show mass media in the past, present and future. If we look at the history of mass media, we might realize that media has never been replaced, but existed alongside each other. Obviously, the earliest form of media was a newspaper. It has been around for a century. Then we have radio, TV, magazines, and so on. Maybe in the past the media was slower than today. Today we have a great sort of media that provide us with good information. Who knows how the mass media will be in the future? Perhaps in the not too distant future we'll be able to talk to the gadget and they can answer us. Finally, the last picture shows how media influences our leisure time, especially for teenagers. I like to underline that media provide us with the fastest, easier, and more efficient way of communication. However, we should take into consideration some disadvantages as well. Overuse of them can lead to addiction, time-consuming, and loneliness. Above all, social isolation. To sum up, to take everything into consideration, I like to underline that although the media provides us with an excellent sort of information, also we should use it with sense of measures.